All right, Michael Byrne. I don't know if you're the team manager here or team coach or whatever you are.
Team manager.
Team manager of the Rocky Mountain team. Bloss and Alex, mixed success today, but what did you think of it overall?
Yeah, I mean, we knew it was obviously going to be rough. Not having Blake here, that's for sure, but he got his thumb fixed. But these two guys, we were committed to do the race, you know, to help out the other KTM guys who were coming over. So, you know, Benny had a good first moto going, and then he had like an asthma attack, and so like he had to pull off. And Dakota's had a pulled groin for the last, I don't know, three nationals. So we were just kind of hoping that he would get through it, but we weren't sure. And we just wanted him to have some fun and get back on the 250. So, he pulled the whole shot first moto from the outside gate, which which obviously Hampshire took note, or they had that on video because he did the same thing in the next one. So that was good for him to get out there. He fell and kind of injured his groin a bit more. So we didn't really send him back out there. There's not really any point. And then Benny was 13th in the second moto, and he was just kind of at the back of that really long line of guys. So he's still coming back from injury, so obviously he's not in the same shape as everybody who's been racing all year. So it was a good experience for him, and now it's time to have a few weeks off and then, you know, start prepping for next year.
What did you think of the facility, WW Ranch here, and the track itself and everything else?
I mean, the track seemed pretty gnarly the way it developed. Obviously, I mean, the pits aren't that great. Everything's flooded, but the track itself, I think it ended up coming around pretty good. I mean, it's always good to watch it, but you never know how it races until you're actually on the track. So,
seemed like it tough to pass at times.
Yeah, some of it seemed like pretty one line. It seemed like if you made it over the big tabletop, you were fine all the way to the finish line. So a lot of those insides started coming into play, which made it a little bit more one line once it dried out a little bit. I think yesterday, when it was a little bit more wet, everyone was using outsides and sweeping a little bit more. So, I'm just glad the weather held off. And, I don't know if this place could have handled much more rain. So, I think
if anyone was standing in it, probably not.
Yeah, we're standing in water right now. So, no, I think it was all in all, it went off pretty good. Yeah. I mean, a lot of the guys who we were helping are struggling with the heat for sure. I mean, it's not really that hot, but I'm sure it's hot for them.
Yeah. I want to get your take on the MXGP race. Tomac, the 12th yesterday, wins first moto. Doesn't get the start he needs, gets third, hurlings, 2-1 overall. What did you make of all of those guys?
I mean, obviously, I thought Eli was, you know, his normal self, what I would call him. Looked like he was riding at Southwick the first moto, you know, like lots of sprint and just go with a good start. But I don't know if he just had nothing left for the second moto or what, but, you know, obviously, hurlings and Tony are amazing riders, and they're in great shape. So I don't know if they were being smart in the first one to save it for the second one, but they were definitely a step above everybody in that second moto.
What do you think it is? Corner speed, momentum, lines?
Yeah, I mean, their momentum's just always so good. They just float across the bumps. They don't like bury it in the turns or hit the bottoms of the holes. You know, they're always on top, floating the bumps. And I mean, and their bikes just work so good in that too. You know, they ride motocross.
Yep.
That's all they do. It would be like them trying to do a supercross race and them watching their setup compared to ours, I feel like, you know.
Sure.
I feel like we always, in the US, we have a lot of work to do on our motocross bikes because we really just ride glorified supercross bikes, I feel like. Yep. So, but obviously Eli made it work that first moto, so no, they're definitely top notch in the Europe scene.
Cool, thanks, man.
Bye, bud.